大家平安。
Peace be with you all.
好，我们来看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
好，提摩太后书。
2 Timothy.
第三章。
Chapter
3. 提摩太后书三章的第一节，请。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. But know this, that in the last day, perilous times will come.
这个地方讲末世有危险的日子来到。
You mentioned that in the last days, perilous times will come.
英文叫做 last days, 最后几天，中文翻作末世。
In English says last day, but it's last, in Chinese it's the end of the world.
那这个末世就是表示世界要结束的那一段期间。
And the end of the world is referring to that this whole entire world will end soon.
所以圣经给我们很新的观念，就是世界有一个结束。
So the Bible gives us a new concept that this world will come to an end.
那我们怎么知道现在是末世？
How do we know that whether or not this is the time of the end time?
如果我们回到创世纪来看。
So if we return to the book of Genesis,
我们看创世纪。
Let's turn to book Genesis.
创世纪的第六章。
Chapter 6.
十三节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 13. God said to Noah,The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
这个地方讲好，凡有血气的，它的尽头已经来到。
So here it says that the end of all flesh has come.
为什么？
Why?
因为前面里面讲，那个世代人整天想的都是恶。
Because what is said before this verse is that the people...All that they think of is corruption and sin.
再来，他们的生活也败坏。
And that their ways are corrupted.
在神面前充满着罪。
That they're filled with filled of sin in front of God.
神看人的尽头已经来到。
Therefore, God said that the end of all flesh has come.
神要毁灭他们，在十三节的最后。
That God says that I will destroy them.
但是十四节神就叫挪亚要造方舟。
But yet on verse 14, God told Noah to build himself an ark.
所以挪亚就是造方舟传警告。
No, therefore Noah is to build the ark deliver the warning.
如果回到提摩太后书第三章来看。
But if we return to 2 Timothy chapter 3,
这个末世就是主耶稣要来那一段期间。
This end of time is when Jesus' second coming.
至少有三个兆头我们可以看得出来。
At least there are three signs that we will see.
第一个兆头就是末世的方舟被建立。
First sign is that the ark of the latter days will be established.
也就是照着神的尺寸所建设的教会。
This is the church that will be built, that is built by the measurements from God.
所以真教会的建立就是末世的开始。
Therefore, the true church, the establishment of true church is the beginning of the end times.
那在路加福音里面有提到末世的一些预兆。
And if we go, turn back to Luke, there are some signs that are recorded here.
我们看路加福音的二十一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 21.
路加福音的二十一章。
Luke 21.
如果我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10. Luke 21 verse 10. Then he said to them,Nation will rise against nations and kingdom against kingdom.
第十一节。
Verse 11, and there will be great earthquakes in various places and famine and pestilence, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven.
好，然后我们就回到二十一章的第八节。
And we go back to verse 8, and he said,Take heed that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time has drawn near, therefore do not go after them.
所以我们现在翻开报纸来看。
So today, if we open the newspaper,
好像没有一条好消息啊。
Doesn't look like there is any good news.
哦，到处都是充满着战争。
There are wars everywhere.
啊，瘟疫、饥荒、地震。
There are pestilence, there are famine, there's earthquakes.
哦，所以我们如果看报纸，可以发现世界是一团乱。
So if we look at the news, we see that this entire entire world is really messy.
哦，那这个就是一个预兆。
So this is a sign.
好，那到回到提摩太后书的第三章是另外一种预兆。
So if we return back to 2 Timothy chapter 3, there is another sign.
好，这个第三章里面讲的末世的危险到底是什么？
Here, what does it mean in verse 1 that the perilous time of the last day?
好，如果我们从第二节一直读下去到第八节。
So if we read from chapter 3, verse 2, all the way to verse 8,
我们就知道末世的危险是在于灵性上。
So we'll see that these perilous times in the end days is all about in the matter of the spiritual matter.
哦，也就是从属灵上来看哦，这个末世啊，道德败坏。
So from spiritual perspective, the corruption of
道德啊，败坏。
The corruption of characters.
哦，那所以在神看起来，这个世代充满着邪恶。
And so therefore, in the eyes of the Lord, this world is already filled with evil.
所以从第二节一直到第八节，这个就在讲末世这个世界的文化。
So from verse 2 all the way on to verse 8, this is talking about the culture of this world.
我们人活越久，越没有办法脱离文化的影响。
The more that we live in this world, the more it's harder for us to separate it from this worldly culture.
所以这个文化造成我们信仰非常大的危机。
This secular culture is creating a significant impact to our spiritual life.
在人看起来是越来越进步。
It seems like this world is advancing.
但是在神看起来这个世界是越来越堕落。
But in the eyes of God, this world is corrupting.
那为什么越来越堕落？
Why is it corrupting?
如果我们看里面的内容。
So if we look at the content of this, this passage.
第二节，第一句话，人要专顾自己。
In verse 2, it says that for men will love, for men will be lovers of themselves.
如果我们翻开圣经来看，起初神创造天地。
So if we open the Bible, when God created the world,
整本圣经是以神为开始。
That the entire Bible started with God.
以神为中心。
That it is God is the center of all things.
那人为什么会堕落？
So why did man get corrupted?
因为人要从神得到自由，要以自己为中心。
Because man wants to get freedom from God and to be self-centered.
好像一个东西，你如果吊在一个钉子上，那个钉子断了，东西就掉下去。
So if you hang something on the wall, and if that hanger breaks, that thing will fall onto the ground.
因为有一个地心引力。
Because we know that there is gravity.
那我们人，每一个人都有罪性。
And because every one of us has our original sin.
那会让我们不堕落，是因为有一个钉子把我们钉住，就是我们跟神的关系。
And the reason that we were not fallen because that there is that hanger that is hanging us, which is holding our relationship with God.
但是当一个人开始以自己为中心来想事情来生活。
But once a man start to be self-centered and everything is surrounded by themselves,
他就越来越堕落。
Then they will start to fall.
这个就是现在的世界。
And this is the situation today.
在圣经看起来是越来越离圣经越来越远。
Because from the biblical perspective, we are further and further away from the Bible.
那如果我们看第二节中间这个人贪爱钱财。
So in verse 2, it also said lovers of money.
圣经里面讲贪财就是拜偶像。
The Bible said to lovers of money is like worshiping idols.
哦，你想想看哦，包括我们自己啊。
So let's think about ourselves.
哦，每一天除了睡觉以外哦，我们头脑在想什么？
Besides sleeping, what is our head thinking about?
哦，大部分都是在讲钱。
Most of the time, we're thinking about money.
再来就是要活着怎么会快乐。
And then we'll think about how do we be happy in living this world.
哦，所以当钱充满人的心，它已经超越神，这个就是偶像。
So when money is filled in our mind, then we have already surpassed God and we are worshiping idols.
每天都需要钱，不错。
Because it is true that we do need money every day.
但是钱没有重要到它可以超越神。
But money is not more important than God.
哦，所以这个世代是以钱为中心，这是他们的偶像。
That's why the secular world today has money as their center.
好，那我们回来看提摩太后书第三章。
And so let's return back to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
第三章的第五节。
Verse 5.Verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away.
这个地方讲哦，有敬虔的外貌。
And here it says there is godly form.
哦，外貌就是外表你看得见。
This form means that you could see.
他也去上教堂啊。
That this person also goes to church.
他也参加宗教活动了。
Or that it also attends religious activities.
这个就是有敬虔外表的活动。
So these are forms of godliness.
那背了敬虔的实意。
But yet denying its power.
如果我们看英文哦 ，deny its power 哦，敬虔本身是非常有力量。
So godliness itself is very powerful.
因为敬虔呢，英文叫 godliness。敬虔从哪里来？敬虔从神来的。
Where does godliness come from? Godliness come from God.
那神是很有力量的。
And God is with power.
所以神可以改变一个人。
Therefore, God can change a person.
从外在的心思意念到外面的行为，神可以完全改变。
He could change a person from outside to inside.Completely change them.
所以一个人外表有宗教的活动。
So from the outside, they may attend religious activities.
但是你在他的生活看不见神真的改变他。
But yet in their personal life, you cannot see the transformation from God.
整个头脑的价值观跟外面是一样的。
That what their value system in their mind is the same as the secular world.
整个生活的安排跟外面人是一样的。
All their life, personal life activities, just like any secular people.
人的个性跟外面人是一样的。
Their character is no different from other secular people.
所以他有敬虔的宗教活动，但是神没有真的改变他。
That's why he has form of godliness, but yet God has not, he did not transform in front of God.
为什么这是危险呢？
Why is that dangerous?
因为人会活在外貌，我已经做了一些宗教仪式，而不知道说真正的信仰是要我们真正的改变成为一个新的人。
What's parallel is that people will think or live with a form of godliness, but yet they do not truly transform in their heart.
如果我们来美国很久，
So if we have come to the United States for a period of time,
你就发现了美国80年代的文化跟40年后的现在20年代的文化差很多。
So we could see that the culture back in the 80s is very different from what it is today, 40 years later.
离开圣经越来越远。
We're much further away from the Bible.
所以我们现在这个世代比当初挪亚世代是更邪恶。
So if we look at this generation, it is more evil and sinful than the generation of Noah.
这是这个世代文化的特色。
And this is the uniqueness of this culture today.
它是以人为中心。
It is it's built upon this human as a center of the world.
它是以钱为中心。
It is built upon the money as a center.
它是以快乐为中心。
There and happiness as center.
它是以 宗教的外在仪式啊，所注重注重宗教的外在仪式。
And that's why they only emphasize on the form of godliness on the appearance.
好，那在这个末世要来以前啊，我们要怎么来面对
？So before the end of the time, how do we go and face this end time?
因为人生啊，到最后啊，是不是成功啊？要怎么判定
？So whether or not we're successful in this life, how do we even determine that?
就是我们站在神面前，神怎么看我们
？So it is based on when we're standing in front of God, how God looks at us.
我们站在神面前审判的时候，能不能通得过
？If we're standing in front of God in the judgment, are we able to pass?
财主有没有成功？财主有没有成功
？Did the rich man was he successful？
人看是成功了。
In the eyes of man, he was very successful.
但这只是演戏呀。
But that is only a act.
那下台以后财主在哪里
？After he stepped down from the stage, where was he？
在阴间里面。
He was in hell.
连一滴水都没有。
He couldn't even get a drop of water.
所以在神面前看财主有没有成功，当然没有。
So in front of in the eyes of God, did this rich man was he successful? No.
所罗门活得很快乐。
Solomon lived a joyful life.
他想要什么有什么。
He gets whatever he pleases.
所罗门有没有成功
？Was he successful?
在人看起来这是成功。
In the eyes of man, he was successful.
但是活了一辈子，最后结论是虚空。
But he.At the end of his life, his conclusions that everything was vanity.
这样有没有成功
？Was that successful？
在神面前是空的，这个当然不是成功了。
In front of God, everything is vanity. Therefore, it is not successful.
末世要守道啊！如果提摩太后书里面我们可以看到有三个重点。
So in 2 Timothy, there are three main aspects.
我们回来看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们如果从第九节看
，If we start from verse 9, it says that, but you will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as there also was.
第十节
，verse 10, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, love, perseverance.
十一节
，verse 11, persecution, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium and Lystra, what persecution I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me.
这个第十节讲啊，你已经服从了我的教训，这里强调我是谁。
Here it mentioned that you have already followed my doctrine. What is this? Who is this mine?
我就是彼得。
Mine is
就是保罗。
Paul.
保罗说：“我效法基督。”
Paul said, "I follow. I follow Christ."
那你们要效法我。
And you need to follow me.
好像我效法基督。
Just like how I follow Christ.
所以这个第十节开始就是保罗效法基督的生活。
And so from verse 10 onward, this is how the Paul lived like Christ.
所以在末世，如果我们能够有一个榜样可以效法。
So in the end of the days, when if there is a example for us to follow,
那我们在末世就不会走迷路。
Then in this end day, we will not be lost.
因为有一个榜样。
Because we have an example.
那这个榜样是谁
？Who is this example for?
有时候是父母在带领子女，父母就是榜样。
When a parent is guiding or teaching their children, the parents is their example.
那教会是谁在带领？
And for so, who is guiding the church?
当然教会是主耶稣在带领。
Of course, the church is led by our God.
但是主耶稣是借着职务会托付给他们在带领教会。
But God also commissioned the church boards and asked them to guide the church.
所以职务会不是一种行政单位。
So the church board is not an administrative group.
职务会是带领整个教会的属灵方向。
But rather, the church board is to guide the direction of spiritual direction of the church.
所以在教会需要有一个榜样。
And therefore, they need to set an example.
好，那榜样是什么？
What is this example?
如果我们继续读下去。
If we continue to read on.
你服从我的教训。
That you follow my doctrine.
英文翻作 doctrine. Doctrine 是什么？教义。
What is doctrine? Doctrine is what we, our church doctrines.
也有把它翻作 teaching, 或者圣经的教训。
Or the biblical teachings.
我们信仰有一个根基。
That our faith has roots.
当然根基是主耶稣啊。
Of course, this root is Jesus Christ.
但是当我们对主耶稣讲的话做一个很深入的查考。
And when we have a deep study of God's words.
在以弗所书里面有七个一。
There are seven one in the book of Ephesians.
身体只有一个。
The body is one.
圣灵只有一个。
Holy Spirit is one.
一主一信一喜一神。
That one God, one faith, one baptism, one God.
那这个七个一把它讲得更清楚，就是我们真耶稣教会的四大信条。
So if we look at all these seven ones, it actually combined into our church's doctrine.
那主耶稣讲啊，如果我们知道听了神的话又去做，就好像房子盖在磐石上。
And Jesus said, if we listen to his words, his gospel, and also do it, then it's like we're building our faith on the rock, the foundation.
所以我们如果明白我们教会的信仰要去做，我们的信仰就非常稳固。
So if we can understand our church doctrine and to follow it, then our faith will be built solid.
这是第一条。我们对我们真耶稣教的信仰坚定不移。
That we need to have strong faith and strong confidence in our church doctrine.
那第二个是什么？
Then what is number two?
第二个讲我的品性。
That is our own character.
那这个品性啊，到底保罗效法主耶稣，他的品性是什么？
So what is Paul's the character when he said he follows Christ, likeness of Christ?
如果我们看腓立比书。
If we turn to Philippians.
腓立比书的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
二十一节。
Verse 21. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
这里讲我活着就是基督。
So here it says, to live is Christ.
那什么叫做我活着就是基督？
What does it mean to live is Christ?
如果我们看二十节。
If we read verse 20.
请。
Here it says, according to my earnest expectations and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death.
这个最后一句啊，无论是生是死，叫基督在我身上照常显大。
So especially the last phrase here is that Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death.
所以保罗的行为是什么？
So what is the matter of Paul?
就是基督在他身上显大。
That Christ will be magnified in his body.
所以如果有一个人说我在他身上看到神。
So if someone says that I have seen God in this person,
这是神的荣耀。
That is glory of God.
这个表示这个人的生活，他的品德有彻底的改变。
That means that this person's personal life, his character has transformed.
十年前我看到这个人，他有他的个性。
That 10 years ago, when I looked at this person, he has his own character.
十年以后。
But 10 years later,
我们再看同一个人。
If I look at the same person,
我们在他身上看到主耶稣。
I see Christ in this person.
这个就是保罗讲啊，你要服从，你要照着我的品性去做。
This is what the Paul says, that you need to follow and to live in Christ.
这个标准非常高啊。
This is a very high standard.
神对亚伯兰讲，你要完全。
That God said to Abraham that you need to be perfect.
那个时候亚伯兰99岁了。
And at that time, Abraham was 99 years old.
神说你要完全。
But God said to him, you need to be perfect.
所以有时候人年纪老了，我什么都不能。
So sometimes the people that are in advanced age, they say that I cannot do anything.
这也有可能啊。
And it might be true.
但是有一件事情要不断努力。
But one thing that they should pursue.
就是 要把主耶稣活出来。
That is to live out Christ.
让别人在我们身上看到神。
So others could see Christ in you.
哦，这个是非常高的标准。
That is a very high standard.
好，那我们再回来看啊，提摩太后书。
So let's turn back to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
啊，第三章的下面就是志向。
So the end of chapter 3 is the goal.
哦。志向啊 ，goal， 你的人生目标是什么
？What is the goal of your life？
啊，我们开车的时候，常常比较路比较远啊。第一个就是设定最后一点，在你的 smartphone。
When we are driving, we often first set our destination.
那有时候你稍微开错了，它会引导你到最后一点。
Sometimes if you get onto a wrong path, it will guide you, reroute and guide you back to the right destination.
信耶稣的原因可能不一样。
So every one of us may have a different reason why we come to believe in Christ.
有的是看见的。
Some may have seen.
有的是听见。
Some may have heard.
有的是摸到。
Some may have touched.
所以入信耶稣哈，每个人不太一样。
So everyone has a different entrance into believing Christ.
但是我们信耶稣的目标，这里讲的志向是什么？
But every one of us, what is our goal in believing Christ?
好像他们出埃及。
Just like when the Israelites went out of Egypt.
啊，跨过红海代表洗礼。
After they pass through the Red Sea, that means that prefigures baptism.
哦，那出埃及的目标是什么
？And what is the goal of leaving Egypt?
要去神应许那一块地。
That the goal is to go to the promised land.
那是牛奶与蜜之地。
That is the land of milk and honey.
所以我们受洗以后，我们的目标是什么
？So after we're baptized, what is our goal?
应许之地。
That it is the promised land.
牛奶与蜜之地。
It is a land of flowing with milk and honey.
那个是什么
？What is that?
主耶稣讲，天国近了。
Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand."
哦，那在路加福音则论主耶稣说，你的国在哪里
？And in Luke, Jesus asked, "Where is your kingdom?"
主耶稣说，神的国就在你心里。
That Jesus said that God's kingdom is in your heart.
所以我们信耶稣最后的目标去哪里
？So as a Christian, where is our destination?
去天国。
It is to heaven and kingdom.
神的国。
It is to the kingdom of God.
神有多好，天国就有多好。
How wonderful it is God, how wonderful it is heaven.
人性有多堕落，世界就有多坏。
How corrupted are our hearts, this world will be as corrupted.
所以如果人生目标是在这个世界，注定会失望。
So if our goal is of this world, then we will be very disappointed.
注定会很多的问题。
And there will, and for sure there will be many problems.
所以我们在追求什么？
So what are we pursuing after?
追求神的国在我内心实现。
We're pursuing that God's kingdom will manifest in our heart.
那是什么体验
？What is that? The experience?
公义、平安、喜乐。
That is righteousness, peace, and joy.
那这样的生活叫做在地如天。
So this kind of life is like living in this world like in heaven.
所以我们的信仰是有目标的。
So our faith needs to have a goal.
如果目标没有抓住我们的生活很忙碌，我们迷失方向。
If we do not grab onto this goal, then our life will be lost.
那接下去叫做宽容、爱心、忍耐。
And then it mentioned about endurance, love, and
第十节最后
endures long suffering and perseverance.
那十一节就是在讲逼迫。
And then verse 11, it talked about persecution.
所遭遇的苦难逼迫是何等的逼迫，但是苦难中神把我救出来。
It also says that what persecution I've endured, and out of them all, the Lord delivered me.
所以保罗给我们设下一个榜样。
And so Paul have set an example for us.
就是在苦难当中依靠神来度过去。
That in persecution that we need to endure by the power of God.
所以末世需要有榜样。
So in the end times, we need to have example.
好像小孩子效法父亲。
Just like the children will look up to their father.
我们在教会里面有一个榜样，我们看着榜样，效法这些榜样。
So in church, we need to have an example and follow that example.
好，那我们在这个天国路就能够走得很稳健。
So then we will have a stronghold, a footing in our path to heaven.
好，那第二个，我们在末世要怎么来过？
So secondly, how do we live in this the peril time?
我们看十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
提摩太后书三章的十二节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 12. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer a persecution.
这个地方讲啊，在基督里立志敬虔度日要受逼迫。
And here it says that yes, all desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
这个受逼迫前面是讲立志在基督里敬虔度日。
Here it says before persecution is that we need to desire or make determination to live godly in Christ.
也就是说，如果我们信耶稣我没有一个立志要敬虔度日，我不会受苦的。
Which means that if we, as a Christian, if we don't set our goal, if we don't desire or to live like Christ,
我不会受苦的。
Then we will not suffer.
为什么？
Why?
因为大家怎么生活，我就怎么生活。
Because we will follow how others live their life.
我跟大家一样，我受什么苦？
If I'm like the same as others, then what kind of suffering will I have?
但是如果我们要敬虔度日
，But if we set our minds to live godly in Christ,
我们要照圣经来活
，Then we need to live according to the Bible.
我们就发现这个跟世界的文化差太多。
Then we'll realize that this is very different from this secular culture.
那这个就是一种受苦。
Then that is a suffering.
所以。我们现在在这个世界里面很多的很多的议题是很难面对的。
So now living in this world, we face with many matters that is hard to face.
比方说堕胎。
For example, abortion.
同性恋。
Homosexuality.
变性。变性 transgender.
Transgender.
这一些问题变成很实际。
These are all existing problems in this world.
那世界的文化，它有它的它的方向。
This secular culture has its own direction.
我们跟它去吗
？Do we follow that direction?
如果跟它去，你不会受苦。
If we follow that direction, we will not suffer in persecution.
但是如果我要敬虔度日。
But if we want to determine to be godly in Christ,
我们就不能够随着世界的潮流。
Then we cannot follow that secular trend.
所以不是随着世界的主流，圣工才会发展。
So therefore, it is not that we need to follow this secular trend that the whole gospel will prosper.
不是认同世界的主流，我们才有办法教会生存。
Neither can we agree to the secular trends that we are able to live in our church.
真耶稣教会的不同就是我们跟世界主流不一样。
What is different from true Jewish church is that we are different from this secular trend.
我们是根据圣经的。
We follow the Bible.
那这个就要受苦。
And therefore, we will suffer in persecution.
那现在的受苦主要是心理上的这个头脑上，我很孤单，因为跟大家不一样。
Today, our suffering may be that we're lonely in our heart, in our mind, in our thoughts.
但是将来的受苦就包括逼迫。
But in the future, that suffering may include persecution.
比方说现在包括主流的教会里面，他不讲第七诫。
So today, in most of the main Christian denomination, they don't talk about the seventh commandment, the ten commandment.
甚至所谓 mega church， 你看几千人的教会里面，他不讲第七诫的。
Well, like if we look at these mega church with thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, they don't talk about the number seven commandment.
他不讲罪。
They don't talk about sin.
为什么
？Why？
因为这样会让参加的人觉得罪恶感。
because then it will instill the sin, concept of sin in these people that are attending the church.
哦，所以我们跟他们是不一样的。
So that's why we're different from those people.
哦，所以不要想我们要跟主流认同，要跟着他们。
So、
这个不是真耶稣教会的精神。
Think that we need to follow those mega church and to be aligned with those concepts. This is not true Jewish church.
我们根据圣经。
We need to follow by the Bible.
所以就越来越孤单，会被逼迫。
Then we will see that we will be alone, lonely in this world, and will be persecution.
末世要决心守道。
Therefore, in the end days, we need to determine to live a godly life.
就要有受苦的决心。
Then we need to have that determination to endure this suffering and persecution.
我记得一个高中的学生啊，在啊在地方教会的宗教教育的上课里面，他提到他的体验。
I remember there's the high school student that was that mentioned about his personal experience in his RE class.
在讨论这个同性恋问题。
And when they were discussing about homosexuality,
只有他一个说同性恋不对。
Only he is the only one that says homosexuality is wrong.
当他这样讲的时候。
When he said that,
整群人十几个人围攻他一个人。
That all the other all the other RE students they attack this member.
这个发生在差不多十年前。
This happened about 10 years ago.
那现在你发现了越更困难。
And now we see that this is more prevalent in our environment.
我们有一个姐妹在学校教书。
One of our church sister is teaching at a school.
学校要求她要教导学生同性恋是一种选择的生活方式。
The school asked this teacher to teach the student that homosexuality is just a choice of how they want to live their life.
诸位，你会不会教？
So, brothers and sisters, how are you going to teach that?
如果你把职业跟信仰分开
if you separate your career from your religion,
当然你可以去教啊。
Then of course it's easy for you to go teach this.
但是如果信仰是你人生最重要的
But if our faith, our religion is the most center of our life,
我没有办法去教这个。
Then we are unable to teach something like that.
所以那个姐妹跟这个校长讲，我没有办法教。
And so that our sister said, responded to the principal of the school and said, I cannot teach this concept.
你把我 fire 吧。
You could fire me.
当然校长对他很好，感谢神啊，他还继续。
Thank God that the principal did not fire her.
所以这些都是很实际的问题。
So these are all very real situation in our life.
所以要受苦的决心。
So therefore, we need to desire and determine to have this the suffer for persecution.
第三点
Verse number three.
对神的话要深入了解
That we need to have deep understanding of God's words.
我们看提摩太后书三章的十五节
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
从十四节到十五节
From verse 14 and 15. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, for 15, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
十五节讲你从小明白圣经。
Verse 15, it says that you have known the Scripture from your childhood.
那接下去讲这个圣经对你的影响。
And then it talked about what impact of the scripture on him.
使你因信基督有得救的智慧。
That it will make you wise for the salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
所以圣经不是教导我们怎么在世界成功。
So the Bible does not teach us how to be successful in this world.
多读几遍你在世界就会很成功不是这个意思
If you read a couple of times of this Bible you will be very successful in this world That's not so
圣经是教我们有得救的智慧
That the Bible is to teach us to be wise for the salvation
为什么圣经会让我们有得救的智慧
？Why is it that the Bible will teach us things to learn that we will be wise in our salvation？
因为我们在看一件事情啊，有人的看法。
Because when we're looking at things, we have our own opinion.
哦，也有神的看法。
There is also the aspect from God.
哦，那得救的智慧就是站在神的立场看。我们要怎么做才可以得救
？That if we are wise for the salvation, is that when we're looking at a matter, we are looking at from the perspective of God.
所以得救的智慧你没有办法在世界上找得到。
So therefore, this the wise to, wise for salvation, you will not find this knowledge in this world.
比方说
，For example，
啊，如果你要吃一个餐馆
，If you are going to go to a restaurant，
第一个你看 review。
First, you will look at the review.
哦，是不是 review 好
？If whether or not that customer review is good.
啊，第二个你要看人多不多。
Second is you look at whether or not there's a lot of people that goes to that restaurant.
啊，如果人很多，一定不错的，因为这么多人在排，他们有吃过，所以他会继续来。
If there is a lot of people that are waiting to that restaurant, that means that they have eaten there before and they are all return customers.
那如果我们要看教会。
So now, if we are looking at churches,
第一个你去看 review.
First, we look at the reviews.
第二个你要看人多不多。
Second is you look at whether or not there's a lot of people at the church.
你就永远找不到真耶稣教会。
Then you will never find the true Jesus church.
为什么
？Why？
你如果去看哦，那因为很多人在 review 哦，真耶稣教会，你如果第一个看到的，大部分都是在讲真耶稣教会这不好的地方。
And so if you look at all the reviews, you will see that for True Jesus Church, you will see that there are a lot of negative reviews about True Jesus Church.
他没有办法了解这个教会。
They cannot understand this church.
他没有办法了解这个教义。
They cannot understand our doctrines.
所以从世界上他没有办法了解。
So from the perspective of this world, they are unable to understand.
再来看人数。
So now if we look at the numbers.
主耶稣讲
Jesus said,
你们要进窄门。
That you need to enter that narrow door.
找到的人少。
Those that look for it, a few will find it.
进去的人路很难走。
Those that enter the roads are rough.
但是最后是永生。
But the end of that road leads to eternal life.
但是另外一个宽门大路。
Then the other is a large door, a wide door.
那人很多。
There are many that will go through it.
最后是灭亡。
But it will lead to destruction.
所以我们要有圣经的知识。
Therefore, we need to have a biblical knowledge.
我们照着圣经的话来做，这样就可以得救。
If we follow what is from the Bible, then we will lead to salvation.
好，末世的危险。
So the parallel times and days
是真实的，是我们现在面对的。
It is true and it is real. What we are facing today.
三件事情。
So there are three things that we need.
第一个需要有榜样可以效法。
First, we need to find an example to follow.
第二个，需要有受苦的决心。
We need to have a determination to suffer for persecution.
第三个
，three
我们需要有神的话。
We need to have the words of God.
这样我们在末世就可以得救。
Then we will receive our salvation in this end days.
唱诗84章。
Sing hymn 84.